One day, I was running through her hallway and her big Alsatian dog, Ben, jumped up and bit my ear. I yelled in pain, blood dripping onto my shoulder and down onto my hands. I heard the sound of Nanny Pat's heels clacking on the wooden floor behind me, and she grabbed me, pushed on the half-moon glasses, which hung on a chain around her neck, and peered hard at the wound. "We can't take her to hospital," she said. "Word will get out and the dog will be put down. I'll have to sew it myself." Nobody argued with her. Nobody dared. My grandfather, Bernard, just buried his head deeper inside his newspaper. My heart was thudding out of my chest as Nanny Pat and her friend Laura held me down by the living room window for best light. Nanny Pat's face was close to mine and she smelled of hairspray and bleach. Grunting irritably, she punctured my ear with a needle. I clamped my mouth shut and bit down on a cushion. I knew without being told I was not allowed to cry, but Nanny Pat felt my shoulders shaking and said, "Don't be a silly girl, it's just a little stitch." Afterwards, she took off one of her wooden skulls and battered the dog. It yelped and whined horribly, but Nanny Pat was a woman with focus, and she did not stop until she was done. Grandad Bernard seemed to wrap the newspaper around his head, shrinking back into his chair as though he could disappear into the back of it. Just the weekend before, Nanny Pat had made him put on a crash helmet and hang out of the bedroom windows, backwards, to paint the outside window frame. She had held his ankles, purple in the face, and shouting out orders, which he couldn't hear because the helmet was covering his ears. "Could have been killed," he said later. Nanny Pat had shrugged, seemingly unconcerned. Her window frames were important. Everyone outside could see them. Today, Grandad Bernard was out of the limelight, and he liked it that way. He was not a man given to shows of great courage or emotion, and he was not about to come to my aid. Like the rest of us, he knew his place.